Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. You'll find out more at sharingchange.org. That's sharingchange.org. Well, let's see. This morning will be a very entertaining show. Let's go with that word. That's maybe a little prelude to who we're going to talk about today. Michelle Clifford joins us with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing well. You sound like you've got the flu or something like everybody else, though.
I do. I'm actually getting over the flu. I had it earlier this week, and now this is the residual, like, cold, I guess. But I feel fine. I sound much worse than I feel.
Well, I'm glad. I hope it wasn't too bad. Sometimes it's been pretty rough.
It was not too bad. Okay. Sorry, it was not too bad. My daughter and I both had it, and it really was not that bad. Okay. We were very lucky.
Well, that is good to hear. So, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag now, isn't it? I ask you every month and every time we talk, and you finally let me know.
That's so true. You do ask me every single time. That's so funny. It's so fun to finally get to talk about it. And I liked your hint at the beginning about it being an entertaining show.
Yes, yes. So you don't know who's going to be next year. No, I won't ask that yet. I'll wait till next month.
I like it.
Boys and Girls Clubs have had this steak and burger dinner. And I think there's something like this that happens in other places too, isn't it a similar name in terms of how other clubs do this thing?
It is. Steak and Burger is a Boys and Girls Club event across the country, and each club kind of puts their own unique spin on it for their community, but it is a Boys and Girls Club wide event. And so for us, this is our 36th annual, so it has developed through the years into what it is now. And it used to be, why it's called Steak and Burger is because the donors who came and attended received burgers, and our club kids would attend the event as well, and they got steaks. And so it was kind of, you know, a flip-flop on what you would think. And that's how it started. But through the years, it has developed in many different ways to what it is now. But that is the origin of the name Steak and Burger.
Yeah. And steak is S-T-A-K-E. Now.
That's right. That's one of the things that we've changed through the years. Instead of S-T-E-A-K, it's now S-T-A-K-E. Have a stake in our kids' futures.
Gotcha. That's awesome. Now, did you tell me the one in Shelbyville is actually called Steak and Chicken or something?
It is, because that's unique for that community, because they have Tyson in their community. So they have chicken involved in their event.
Gotcha. I thought they were something like that. And that doesn't necessarily mean that burgers are on the menu for the dinner either, right?
No, it doesn't. It used to. Yeah. When we first started this event, I mean, we had a grill out back at the club, and volunteers would come and just grill burgers on the back of, or in the, on the grill in the back of the club for everybody. Not now. Now it's at MTSU with over 900 people in attendance. We do not grill burgers for 900 people anymore. And we're lucky to have MTSU and Aramark on board with us, and their food is delicious. But, you know, there's something for keeping to the tradition of the name.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I can remember, I don't go back 36 years, but I remember covering some of those very early ones before. I mean, I remember the 10th. But anyway, I know that in the very early going, Wade Hayes and is still supportive of the Boys and Girls Club, but we had burgers from Toots at one time, I think, right?
We did. We had back in the day, we had burgers from Toots and steaks from Demas's, how it worked.
Yeah.
Yep.
I bet a lot of people listening maybe remember some of those events. And you've been at the club. I know you've been at World Outreach before. I mean, just several different locations, but looks like you found your footing over at MTSU now.
We really have. It is such a great venue for us. They're so accommodating. Everything we need is there. It is. We really enjoy it, and it works great for our event.
Well, I'm going to tell you this now and maybe a time or two before we finish, but there are sponsorship opportunities and for Steak and Burger, and they go on sale starting tomorrow, right? The 8th.
That's right. Correct. Yeah. Good job, okay. Brian. They do. They go on sale tomorrow. Is the event, like you said, is going to be very entertaining. This year, our entertainer is Cedric the Entertainer. He's going to come perform his stand-up for us. And y'all know he's hilarious. And what's even more fun, Brian, I don't know if you knew this, is Cedric the Entertainer is a Boys and Girls Club alumni. He grew up in a Boys and Girls Club. And so he's very supportive of Boys and Girls Clubs across the country and the movement. And so I think it's going to be really fun to laugh and be entertained by him, but know that the perspective is he is giving back to an organization that made a difference in his life.
That's pretty awesome. So last year you had Jeff Foxworthy, and it was an awesome event. Everybody that went was very entertained. And so it's kind of a couple of years in a row you've got kind of comedic guest.
Yes, we have. We've done a lot of sports people in the past. We have done a few entertainers recently between, yes, Foxworthy. We had Leno a few years ago. You never know what we may pop up with as our speaker or entertainer. We like to keep it fresh and fun and try and think of something that's for everyone. But right now, this year when we were thinking about it, we had so much fun last year. I mean, everybody laughed so hard the whole time and just left in such a good mood. So we were like, let's do it again. Let's have another fun, entertaining evening where you just laugh so hard that your cheeks hurt, you know? And so that's what we were thinking this year when we reached out to Cedric. I think it's going to be a really good time, but who knows what we'll do next.
I guess the last sports person was Rob Gronkowski, and gosh, look at what he's doing now. He's doing like a Super Bowl pregame show and all this kind of stuff. So he's really exploded into the television side of things for NFL. So you've got had some big name guests, and Cedric is one of those. And was his story about growing up in a club, was that part of the selling point for him and having him come?
Yes. So Cedric is very supportive of Boys and Girls Clubs. And so for him, that was a big thing for him. That's where he likes to give back. That's this is an organization he likes to be a part of because it was so influential and a part of his life and helped him. And so he really looks to give back through the club.
Well, that's awesome. We've got Michelle Clifford joining us with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. We're talking about Steak and Burger. I haven't told you that it's June 12th, and it's going to be at MTSU in the Student Union Building. And it's an evening thing, and it's summertime, so you're not going to have to deal with, you know, finding a parking place and students. And I mean, there are students on campus in summer, but you know what I mean. It's not like the ticketers that are out there putting tickets on windshields, you'll be okay, I think, right?
Yes. Summer's a great time for us there. It's so easy. Parking is great. You're in and out. It is very, very seamless in the summer to have our event there. And again, like you said, it's a very laid back event. Come, very casual. It's family friendly. Bring your kids if you want to. We again provide the meal. And so you get to come, eat, laugh. We have a really fun auction every year, and it is not your average auction. It is entertaining and high energy from start to finish. You feel like you're sitting at a game show. And so from the time our program starts until it ends, it is high energy, exciting, go, go, go. You will be on the edge of your seat the whole time and entertained the whole time.
So maybe kind of walk us through a night. So you get dressed up, come, you're at MTSU, you walk in to the Student Union building, and what happens from that point on?
Sure. So when you get there, you receive a bid number, and you are sent a text, and you can look on your phone and browse all of our silent auction items on our phone. So whether you are grabbing a drink before you go in or hanging out with friends, or you decide to go on in and sit down and start eating, you can casually browse online on your phone our auction at your own convenience, our silent auction portion. At your own convenience, bid when you want to. We'll send you notifications if you're outbid. Like, we make it very, very easy for you to not have to spend your time watching an item or hovering over an item. Like, we will notify you, and you can spend the rest of your time, you know, enjoying talking with your friends and hanging out. We have a cocktail hour before dinner with a bar, and then, like I said, dinner, and dinner is family style. It is very, very casual, this event. So it's a family style dinner. Think of it like a barbecue at your table. And then, again, like I said, once the program starts, it is high energy. We come in guns blazing with you. So it is just go, go, go. We have a fun auction. Our kids help provide some entertainment. And then, of course, Cedric the Entertainer will entertain you too. And so it's just set up as an event, as an evening, to just be fun for our donors who come, fun from the minute they walk through the door. And it's just a good time for them to relax and enjoy their evening while supporting the club, because all the money we raise that night supports. We serve over 1,700 kids in Rutherford County. And all that money goes to support those kids through many, many different programs. And that night they'll get to see some of the programs that they help support and hear about them. But it's a fun way to raise money.
Michelle Clifford with us, with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. There's also a live auction portion of that. I remember Jay Cash has helped you for a while, at least.
That's right. Jay's back again this year to help us. The live auction will be fun. We'll have trips in the live auction. We'll have auction work. We'll have artwork in the live auction portion. We'll have all sorts of fun stuff in that live auction. But trips that you promise you would love to take, they're not your average trips.
Good stuff. And so we told you that starting tomorrow, sponsorship opportunities for Steak and Burger go on sale. And the packages, I guess, how does that work? I mean, it's not just like a quote ticketed event, is it? Or kind of walk us through that process.
Sure, that's right. So there's sponsorships available starting at $3,000, and they go up from there. And every sponsorship comes with an entire table, which are 10 seats. And then depending on what level you get, some of the sponsorships come with VIP tickets, which are meet and greets with Cedric the Entertainer. So sponsorships, again, they range in prices, and there's several other things that come along with each sponsorship level. We have them on our website. If you go to bgcrc.net, Steak and Burger is on there, and you can click for a list of all of our complete sponsorships and what each sponsorship level receives. And then also you can purchase your sponsorship on our website as well, if you would like.
And I'm really digging the new look of the website. That's fairly new, isn't it?
It is. Thank you for noticing. Look at you, Brian. Yes, we did like a facelift on our website. Thank you for noticing.
Well, I was just hoping that. No, we did that 6 months ago, Brian. So
No, you're on it. You're always on it, Brian.
Good.
You know that.
Well, yeah, it looks great. And I just went to those places, like you said, bgcrc.net, big button, and it shows all of the sponsorship opportunities and things of that nature. So check it out there. And you don't want to miss Cedric the Entertainer at the Boys and Girls Club Steak and Burger. And it's the only fundraiser of the year. So, support our local Boys and Girls Club of Rutherford County, June 12th at MTSU. And is it 6 o'clock when things kind of get rolling, or what time is it?
Yep. So doors open at 5:30, and then there's that little cocktail time before that. So that starts at 5:30. The program will kick off around 6 to 6:30, somewhere in there.
Very good. Michelle, thanks for joining us this morning, and I hope you're over this stuff by this weekend, you know.
Oh, I'm great. I know. I'm telling you, I sound worse than I feel.
Okay.
I'm great.
Well, good. All right. Have a great
Thank
day.
You, Brad.
Thank you. And that's Michelle Clifford joining us with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County here on WGNS.